Once again, Porter Christian Church joins together in spirit and prayer on this beautiful Lord's Day. Psalms 104 reads like this. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angel spirits, his ministers of flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment, the waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled, at the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains, they go down by the valleys unto the place where thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, an herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon, which he hath planted, where the birds make their nest. As for the stork, the fir trees are her house. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the conies. He appointed the moon for seasons, the sun knoweth his going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey, and seek their meat from God. The sun ariseth, they gather themselves together, and lay them down in their dens. Man go forth unto his work, and to his labor unto the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So is the great and wide sea, wherein all things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships. There is that Leviathan, whom thou hast made to play therein. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thine hand, they are filled with good. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die, and return to the dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever, and the Lord shall rejoice in his works. He looketh on the earth, and it trembleth. He troubleth the hills, and they smoke. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth. Let the wicked be no more. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. Let us pray. Our most holy Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together virtually once again. We know that in spirit and prayer that we are praying unto thee, Lord, for thou art in control. Thou dost create all things. Thou hast blessed us richly. We pray, Lord, for healing hands upon Omer and upon the Lee family. We pray for continued strengthening for Brother Virgil. And we pray for Brother Doodle as well, Father. Wisdom and strength and healing upon our elders, that they might do as you'd have them to do, Lord. We pray, Lord, that this service be a blessing, a sweet savor to thee, and that your name be glorified in all things. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
I'm not a warrior. I'm too afraid to lose. I feel unqualified for what you're calling me to do. But Lord, with your strength, I've got no excuse. 'Cause broken people are exactly who you use. So give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David, Lord, be my defense. So I can face my giants with confidence. You took a shepherd boy and made him a king. So I'm gonna trust you, give you everything. I'll be a conqueror, 'cause you fight for me. I'll be a champion, claiming your victory. So give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David. So I can face my giants with confidence. I'm gonna sing and shout and shake the wall. Won't stop until I see them fall. Gonna stand up, step out when you call. Jesus, Jesus. Gonna sing and shout and shake the wall. Won't stop until I see them fall. Gonna stand up, step out when you call. Jesus.
Amazing grace. Oh, you my testimony. Oh, you were to live like I was under attack, dodging arrows from my past. I had no hope for tomorrow. Felt too much pressure, yes, I thought I would crack. And now there's no looking back. I'm moving forward, cause I know I got my armor now. No fear, no doubt can shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt. Gonna shoot me down, 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 down. Now I'm bulletproof because of you. This whole thing under control. My soul is untouchable because you've already won me. My victory is not in this flesh and bone. It's in the cross, and I know nobody's taking it from me. I got my armor now. No fear, no doubt can shoot me down. Yeah, I got my armor now. No fear, no doubt.
Gonna shoot me down, 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 down.
I've bought the lie that I could never.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And when he takes me by the hand, leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be.
Cross.
Remember to keep praying for the Omer Lee and the Lee family. Pray for strength and healing for them and their families, their loved ones. I truly believe they need it. Let us also pray for our elders and our church family. Lift one another up in prayer. For in these times, these are when we need to pray for one another the most. Should any of our church family be in need, please reach out to the elders, Benny, or the deacon, and we will do all that we can as the good Lord allows. Today we'll start in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Deuteronomy 4, verse 32. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before thee, since the day that God created man upon the earth, and ask from the one side of heaven unto the other, whether there hath been any such thing as great as this great thing is, or hath been heard like it. Psalms chapter 89, verse 12. The north and the south thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Psalms 102, verse 18. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. Psalms 148 and 5. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 26. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Ezekiel chapter 21, verse 30. Shall I cause it to return unto his sheath? I will judge thee in the place where thou wast created, in the land of thy nativity. Ephesians 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians 3, verses 9 through 12. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 through 17. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones, or dominions, or principalities, or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Revelations chapter 4, verse 11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. So many times we're reminded in God's word that he created all things. Christ died for you and for me. Christ died for your enemy and for my enemy. Show that kind of love to someone. No, not just to someone, but to everyone. Because Christ died that we might all have salvation. Do not forget the fruits of the Spirit. Pray for one another, as James reminds us in James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let us pray.
Dear great, all-powerful God, we want to take this time to acknowledge your power, your sovereignty over this world, over this universe, over our lives. Through Jesus Christ, this world was created. The air that we breathe, the clothing that we wrap ourselves in, the couches which we sit on, all made by you. All the way to the highest mountains, the roaring oceans, all created by you. That kind of power is unthinkable. You possess it, Lord, and with that power, you use it to pour your grace upon us. You use it to show your love for us. It is overwhelming, and we're just so thankful to have you as a God, our Savior, our friend, our Father. We're so thankful for Jesus Christ who died for our sins, that we might get to spend eternity with you. We pray, Lord, that we keep this knowledge within our hearts and that we are able to share it with others, that they might also experience the same joy. We pray, Lord, that you please bless entire church family, this community, that you protect us from sickness, protect us from sin, protect us from evil thoughts, guide us in this dark world to walk the right path of righteousness. We pray, Lord, that you please forgive us for our sins, that you please correct us for where we misstep. In Jesus' name we pray.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join us with Jesus as we travel this sod, for I'm a part.